Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After a tough week, Friday brought a rare bright spot for the U.S. economy. Shares in regional banks climbed. They were shaky after regulators seized First Republic and sold it to JP Morgan Chase. And April's job report showed 250,000 jobs were added to the economy, beating expectations. But it's not time to celebrate just yet. Layoffs, for instance, rose in March. One of the financial watchers urging caution right now is friend of Here and Now, Jill Schlesinger. She's a CBS News business analyst and host of the podcast Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Let's start with the unemployment numbers, Jill. Hiring up, unemployment down, but then the layoffs were at their highest in 3 years. What's going on in the labor market?
Well, I think we're in a moment of transition, and it's just one of those moments really where I'm not saying, wow, there's smoke filling out of your car hood, but the check engine light is definitely illuminated. And as you said, we had a nice gain in jobs, 253,000, but the two previous months, they were revised lower. And we also keep an eye on something called the temporary help services category. These are the folks who are temps, right? And when the job market's hot, we hire a lot of temps. And when it starts to turn over, get a little cooler, we don't need as many temps. Temp services lost 23,000 positions in April, and they're down 174,000 since peaking in March of 2022. So again, no billowing smoke coming out from under the hood of the car, but I do think there's something going on that we should pay attention to here.
Okay. And Jill, a hiring slowdown is exactly what the Fed has been pushing for. Interest rate hikes are a big part of the strategy there to stave off inflation. Is this a sign their plan is working?
Sort of, kind of. You know, there was something interesting in that, and I'm very mudgy today, very unlike me, but there's nuance in the economy, right? And the reality is that, you know, for the Fed, they've got this weird job of making sure that there are enough jobs for people who want to work, but also they've got to really keep a close watch on inflation. And for now, they've been telling us that inflation's the bigger problem. Now, the day after tomorrow, we'll get a new inflation report out. It's not going to show much progress month to month. I mean, we are down substantially from the beginning of last summer when, you know, we had that high oil prices and gas prices and the CPI was 9.1% year over year, but we're at 5%, and that's more than twice the rate that the Fed really wants. So I think the Fed is sort of still concerned that inflation remains high. They haven't seen a huge problem in the labor market yet, so there's a lot of room. Don't expect that Jerome Powell's going to stand up and say, hey, I wish 1 million people were not working and that the labor market was even softer. But it's kind of what they want because they want the economy to slow down and they want people to not spend as much and contribute to inflation.
Okay. And let's move quickly to the good news part of the economy. On Friday, as I mentioned, there was a rebound for regional banks. There were concerns after First Republic was seized. What's caused the rebound, Jill?
I mean, I think that it got a little bit overdone. You know, usually when investors are piling on an idea, it's sort of like, let's sell every single regional bank as if they were all the same and operating the same way. Having a little bit of a reprieve in that does not take the issue off the table. I still think that there is going to be some more consolidation in the banking sector. I don't know if it'll be as dramatic as SVB, but don't be surprised if you see a few more banks merge.
You heard it here first. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Thanks for having me.